You could say that Argentina is in a fight for its financial future. The South American country missed a payment on its debt last night. That after last-minute talks broke down in New York with a group of U.S. hedge fund creditors. Argentina's economy minister later likened the negotiations to extortion. The talks had been ordered to take place by a judge in New York, who in effect is forcing Argentina to default until a debt deal is reached. This is the second time in 13 years that Argentina has defaulted on its international financial obligations. It's a bit like you or me missing a credit card payment, except this is on a scale of billions of dollars and potentially affecting the financial future of a country of 41 million people. Let's hear how all this is going down in Buenos Aires. Our BBC colleague Veronica Smick is there. First of all, Veronica, how is the government in Buenos Aires reacting to this news? Do you have some headlines to share with us?
Yes, the government here is very angry because what they're saying is, hey, we've paid. And they have actually paid their bondholders. It's just that the U.S. justice system has frozen those payments, saying, no, you can't pay your creditors until you pay all your creditors. And Argentina has restructured 93% of its debt into swap debts that they did in 2005, 2010. And these are the people they're trying to pay. But Judge Griesa has said, no, you can't pay your bondholders until you pay these hedge funds that are also requesting the full value of their bonds. Now, these hedge funds represent less than 1% of Argentina's total creditors. So Argentina is saying this is a completely unfair situation.
So how about that all or nothing ultimatum? How do Argentines feel about that? Is there immediate reaction, or to them, does it seem kind of like distant storm clouds?
Well, no. In Argentina, the word default brings back, you know, very bad memories from 2001. A lot of people remember what the situation was then, what happened, you know, after Argentina defaulted on its sovereign debt. There was very, very high unemployment, very high levels of poverty. But the situation is completely different because in this case, Argentina is not, in a sense, voluntarily defaulting in the sense that they're saying, look, we have the money, we want to pay. It's just the reason they're saying they can't pay these hedge funds is that if they do that before the end of the year, there will be a clause that will be activated in these two swap debts that I was talking about before. Mm. There was this clause, rights upon future offers, it's called, that basically enables the 93% of its creditors who Argentina already agreed with could say, if you pay these hedge funds, I want that same amount. Now, in 2015, that situation, this clause will have expired. So Argentina is saying, give me till 2015, you know, give me a stay so that I can then agree once in 2015, once this clause has expired, then I can agree with the hedge funds. So people here in Argentina are concerned because, you know, a default could mean a worse recession. The country is already in a recession. And also, remember, Argentina has one of the highest inflations in the world, estimated at between 35-40%. So people are really concerned that that could worsen.
When we're talking default on debt in the billions of dollars, Veronica, what is at stake for Argentina with that kind of default? And what could the consequences be?
Well, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, the president, has said, hey, this is such a big difference for us because since the default in 2001, we haven't had much access to credit, which is the main thing that Argentina will lose with this default. But again, the people, you know, ordinary people are not thinking so much about that. They're thinking, how will this affect my daily life? And again, they think this is going to, you know, deepen the recession, make the inflation higher. So all these things are quite worrying. And especially people are particularly concerned that there could be job losses. Currently, the unemployment levels are, you know, in one digit, less than 10%. And people are concerned that it could be rising and going back to the levels in 2001, which were about 25%. That's their main concern. So there was a sense here that there was going to be an agreement. So people were first surprised that there wasn't an agreement. And secondly, I think today there is a general sense of, oh God, not another default.
Our old friend in Buenos Aires, Argentina, with the BBC, Veronica Smake. Veronica, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.